Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish, where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kafaptakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you.
Hello and welcome back
to the Lostish podcast.
Today we've got a bit of a unique episode, which we hope will be a little bit of a fun one to sort of break up the longer, more advice episodes that we've been putting out recently. So we thought we would do a little rapid fire get to know each other where we've listed out about 15 questions and we're just going to ask each other. They're not the normal questions. They're a bit more, some of them are normal, some of them are in depth, but we hope it would just be a little funny break.
Yeah, a funny break from like talking about some serious stuff. And I think whenever I listen to a podcast, I want to know about the person and I want to know their story. And this is not so much our life story because we could be sitting here for the next decade talking about that. But yeah, like Emanuela said, it's rapid fire and we haven't pre-planned any of these answers. We literally got these questions online off ChatGPT being like, give us some get to know you questions. It gave them to us.
And we screenshotted them and now we're going at it so that you guys can find out a little bit more about us.
Exactly.
In a funny manner.
All right. Shall we get started?
All right. Rose is reading out the questions.
I'm reading out the questions.
And then I'm going to answer and then she's going to answer. Go.
All right. Question number one, something people misunderstand about you.
Ooh, okay. I think people initially when they meet me, because I'm an introverted extrovert, but I'm introverted at the beginning until I know someone. So I think a lot of people would think I was boring before they actually get to know me because I don't talk much unless I reciprocate energy. Yep. So if someone is talking to me, I'll talk back to you. If you're not talking to me, I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah, no, I kind of feel that as well. Yeah. Like I think something people misunderstand about me is people think I'm very outgoing. People think I'm very bubbly and confident. When little do they know, I overthink everything that I say, and I struggle with crippling anxiety. And people are like, how are you so confident in life? Like, fake it till you make it, I guess, because your girl is a massive overthinker.
Question number two. Am I saying it?
You're saying it.
First ever heartbreak.
Oh, my first ever heartbreak. God, was actually my last heartbreak. It was my first ever relationship, my first love, my first partner, who I'm obviously no longer with, but we're not going to be wasting any time talking about that. What was your first ever heartbreak?
I can't say I've actually ever been heartbroken.
Wow.
Like I've been upset, but like I've never experienced what you've experienced.
Yeah, and you
I'm
know.
I'm very fortunate for that, but I can't say, yeah, I've never been heartbroken. Anyways,
wow. Heartbreak sucks, guys, but bloody hell, it makes you grow so much as a person and realize your worth. Anyway, next. One thing you secretly love physical and personality-wise about yourself.
Okay. I think physically, initially I used to hate this about myself, but I actually really like my height. I used to hate it. And then once I started getting into modeling a little bit, I was like, oh, I kind of wish I was a little bit taller even. Mm. Like, so I've started taking advantage of that a lot now and I really, really like my height. I feel like it just comes across a bit more confident. I like the clothes I can wear because
dude, I thought you were going to say your eyebrows because you have the most beautiful eyebrows I have ever seen in my life.
They're always so slick. I think that's what other people would say about me, but I don't know. I haven't. I mean, yeah, I'm appreciating them more now, but I definitely wouldn't say that that's one of my favorite things. I like my eyes.
Yeah, you got beautiful eyes.
I like my eye color.
Beautiful eyes.
Personality-wise, I'm not saying this to hype me up, but I genuinely think I'm a very genuine person. I don't do things maliciously. Mm. I really just – I see the best in people. Mm. You could dog me and I'll be like, oh, but maybe there was a reason for it.
You play devil's advocate.
Yes, I like to see the best in people, which doesn't always work in my favor, but maybe that's why my circle is so small. Turning it on to you.
Me.
What would you say is your favorite physical and personality trait of yourself?
Physically, I like my smile, I think.
Oh, I love your smile.
I think, yeah, I like my smile, which I don't know, like if people say, oh, I love your smile, but I think I like my smile. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And personality-wise, I'd say I'm a very selfless person. Mm-hmm. I think I put a lot of people before myself, and I care very, very deeply. And when you're in my life, like, I'd die for you. Like, I'm very real when it comes to my friendships, my family, my relationships. Like, you are my priority. Hasn't always been reciprocated, but I think that's my biggest strength, but also a weakness in a way, because sometimes you do have to put yourself first, and I struggle to do that.
People that know Rose Chashko know this is the truth.
Hey, what role do you play in a group of friends?
The mother.
Wow.
I'm the mum.
Yeah, I feel that. You're like my mum. Yeah. You're literally like my mum, but in the best way possible. Like, yeah. You keep me in check. I'm the therapist. Oh, dude, I'm such a therapist. Like, all my friends come to me for advice, and I'm on the phone to them for, like, hours and hours and hours. And I love being the therapist. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Like, I am so one to listen. I'm so one to help. Like, I love it. Actually, like, had this thought. I was like, maybe I should do a psychology degree. But I was like, no. I love acting way too much. So no.
Yep. So, next, favorite country that you have visited?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I have visited. I've been very fortunate enough to visit a lot of countries. But you know what? Like, one I visited last year has just stuck with me, and it's New Zealand.
I really want to go.
I loved New Zealand, especially the South Island, the South part. Mm. I was just, like, mesmerized by its beauty. I think it's actually quite an underrated country, and it's not very far from Australia. It's like a 3-hour flight.
Yeah,
it's but not far it at all. Is magnificent. I felt wow. so alive. Yours, what's your favorite country?
Okay, well, other than Greece, because it would be biased to say that, but it genuinely is my favorite country in the world, I would say Fiji.
Yeah, Fiji.
I absolutely loved
wonderful.
Fiji. I felt like I was at home for a week when I was there. Mm. Like, yeah, not going to harp on it, but people that know I loved it more than you could ever imagine.
Yeah. Nationality, where are you from,
well,
girl?
I think I just covered it. I'm Greek, born in Australia, but I'm fully Greek. Through and through.
Yes, loud and proud. I was born in Australia, but my background is Ukrainian. So I can speak fluent Russian, but parentals are from Ukraine, loud and proud as well.
Yep, so full European through and through.
European.
Okay, drink of choice.
Okay,
we're talking
go.
Alcoholic drinks
let's
now.
Let's do both.
Okay, go.
Alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Neither of us are really drinkers.
No.
We'll just say that. But
if we were to pick, okay, non-alcoholic drink, I would go coconut water because I just love coconut water so much.
Mm-hmm.
Or matcha. I love specifically strawberry matcha. Yum. Or alcoholic, I'll go a pina colada.
Okay, cocktail. If I was to go alcoholic, it would need to be something where I literally cannot taste the alcohol. So I would say something with Malibu rum, so sort of like a pina
delicious.
Colada or like a vodka apple. If not, I literally don't drink anything else. Like I'll drink tea, I'll drink juice, I'll drink smoothies, but I'd say water all the way.
Oh, tea. Like, I'm such a tea
all
girl.
The way.
God. Anyway, okay. Celebrity crush. Who's your celebrity crush?
Sporticus from Lazy
Town. Oh.
Bro,
not even a celebrity.
I honestly don't have one. I don't think I
you
have
You don't
one.
Have one?
No. Like, I don't watch enough movies and shows to be like, oh, yeah, celebrity crush.
Oh.
No, I actually don't have one. I'd say, like, if I had to pick one, maybe, like, old Leonardo DiCaprio or something.
Yeah, before he
but
turned
like,
into a little
now?
Bit problematic.
Sorry.
No. I definitely say, like, oh, Harry Styles from a young age.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No.
I was obsessed with Harry Styles. I had photos of him in my bloody room and I think I had a plush toy of him as well and I'd sleep with it every night. It was actually bad. Like I was a hard directioner. Or like a young Brad Pitt.
Mm.
Yeah, I do like a young Brad Pitt.
Okay.
He's beautiful.
Okay.
Honest first impressions of each other.
Oh, okay. My first impression of you, I think we ran over this in the last episode, but I'd say I thought you were stunning, first
Aww.
Of all. I was like, this girl is a beauty of a person. But I think first impression of you was how smiley you were. You would just smile
really?
All the time. You were constant. You looked like you were so excited to make friends. Like you were so smiley.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so kind.
I'd say first impression,
first
like
impression.
Without even speaking to you, that's what I would have said.
Mm.
Go.
Well, my first impression of you, I obviously thought you were gorgeous. Like, I was like, whoa, who is this European goddess? To be honest, I thought you were quite quiet.
I was.
Like you said, I think you were, like, you're an extroverted introvert. And until mm-hmm. I actually got to know you is when your personality shone through.
It probably doesn't show in this podcast, but unless it's gotten a bit better now. I think people would disagree now, but in general, especially at the right age of 18,
I was
a shell of a human.
Yeah, I thought you were really shy, but then once I got to know you, I was like, you're actually one of the best people I've ever met in my life. So,
this podcast is literally us just hyping each other up.
I know. I kind of love it.
All right, one thing each other has taught us without even trying.
Dude, you have taught me that real people actually exist.
Stop.
No, like you, like I, there was a point where I actually have lost a little bit of faith in humanity and I was like, why is everyone just so fake? Why? Mm-hmm. Not everyone, obviously. I've got a lot of beautiful people in my life that are not. Mm-hmm. But you are so real and you genuinely, like, you have taught me that that exists. You taught me that real friendship exists and real love exists.
Yeah.
And soulmates, you're a soulmate to me. And I think, like, no, I really mean that. Like, soulmates don't just have to be romantic. Like, you definitely come into my life to show me that that exists. And you also... You also taught me about my worth. I think you really, really reinforced that to me a lot. And something that I've, you know, self-worth and self-concept is something that I've struggled with in the past and still, you know, am on the journey to kind of getting to a place where I, you know, love myself wholeheartedly. And you really, really helped me with that.
Nah, guys, you will never, ever see Rose or any of the people that I truly cherish in my life come up to me and talk down about themselves to me. I do not let that shit fly. She doesn't allow that.
No, I love it.
Sorry. One thing you've taught me to go for what I want, like, you're an inspiring person. You've taught me how to have fun.
Oh.
And you've taught me what support and genuine friendship looks like. Like, you are honestly probably the best friend that I have ever had in my life.
Likewise.
Wouldn't want to start a podcast with anyone else. Oh, now we're going the freaking other direction. One thing that drives you insane about each other. Go.
No, you start.
No, you can start.
What?
All right, I'll start.
Okay, you start.
I think this kind of ties into what I last said, but I hate how much you overthink things. Mm. You, not so much with me. You overthink things that you do. You overthink how you look in certain situations. You overthink your relationships with certain people. Just stop overthinking. You're fine.
God, thanks. No, but I do overthink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what drives me, I think I was going to kind of say the opposite for you. I think because you're too carefree. You're so chill. Like, you know, I'm a little anxious bee and you're not. And I love that about our dynamic because you really bring me out of my shell. But I sometimes think to myself, I'm like, oh my God, why are you so carefree about this situation? Like, oh my God, last episode when our podcast wasn't recording, so we were recording our podcast and we actually weren't, but I thought we were and we got through a half an hour of content without actually pressing record. I was about to cry and I was like, oh my God, no. And you were like, babe, it's chill. Like, we'll just refilm it. And I was like, how are you so carefree
about
this?
She was about to start crying. I was literally, like, bro, we just rebook and come back.
Yeah.
Like, not a big deal.
Yeah, so that kind of annoys me, but
I'm like that, so
I love you though.
Suck it up.
Yeah
Okay,
biggest role model.
My biggest role model, okay, I say I'd have four.
Okay,
so my parents, my boyfriend, and you. And when I say that, I mean, like, if I was to pick the four people that I genuinely take the most inspiration from in my life. And I have different reasons for each of you. My dad, I think, is the person that I've carried the most life lessons from. Like, he's wholeheartedly a male version of me. Mm. And, like, intelligence and all of that, like, I've taken that from my dad.
Mm.
My mum, I'd say, has shown me strength. She showed me what unconditional love looks like. Like, she, if you know my mum, she loves her kids more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
And she shows it to herself, to others, to everyone, and also just kindness and generosity. I'd say my boyfriend has shown me just how to be an absolute beast, like how to never give up on my dreams. People that know him know that that probably comes across as well.
He also has his own podcast.
He does have his own podcast. We'll plug it, The Angelarco Show. Go listen now.
Yep.
And also just like, honestly, he's shown me love in my highest highs and my lowest lows as well, which is very important and very rare to find, especially at such a young age, because I met him when I was 18. But yeah, I'd say more than anything, it's like never give up on your dreams, dedication, go, go, go. Like he's very much like that. And then I'd say you just, again, like what I repeated when I was speaking about you before, just raw, real friendship, how to not care, how to unapologetically be myself, how to not care what people are thinking. Like I don't feel like I have to be judgmental. I don't feel judged, sorry. around you.
Yeah.
And just like, yeah, true support. Like you're such a genuine person. You are.
Stop.
You are.
Oh my so God. This is that's my answer. So awesome.
Now go on. What's your biggest for role me, model?
Like mine is very similar. I definitely say my family. Mm-hmm. And I could, you know, like for me, my family stems way beyond my parents. My parents are incredible and they raised me to be the person I am today. Mm-hmm. But my grandparents, my aunties, my uncles who have been through so much in their life, I genuinely look up to them and I go, wow, like you have worked so hard to give me the life that I now have. You've taught me resilience. You've taught me trust. You've taught me love. Yeah, I'm just like I think about it and I get emotional because I just really, really love and cherish my family, my mm-hmm. parents, my mom, my dad, my grandma, my grandpa, auntie, uncles, like cousins, like yeah, that's family. And then I go into my friends and you. And I know it's like, oh, you know, I said you got to say me. Well, no, like I genuinely mean when I say you have really like my trust in humanity has resurfaced because of you. And like, you have shown me that I am worthy of love. I am worthy of friendship. I am worthy of so much more. And it's really beautiful. Like you really uplift me and there's never a dull moment.
When I'm with think you. People are going to listen to this episode and be like, we should be dating.
Yes, they're true. Oh, honestly, please, boyfriend in Emanuela version, come to Rose because
we're putting that out there for 2025, guys. Next question.
What's your biggest fear?
Hearing bad news. My biggest fear is for someone to give me a phone call and it's something about my family, something about a sickness, something about an incident. I don't care about claustrophobia, darkness, ocean, spiders, none of that. The moment I get a phone call or hear something, my heart's sunk.
Yeah. Kind of the other side. Like very similar.
Absolutely not. What would you say your biggest fear is? Well, I was going to say
I've got the biggest fear of death, but like by a loved one. Mm. Like I cannot fathom, honestly, and I know it's a part of life, but anyone in my life, in my family who's closest to me, just like not being there. And the thought of that freaks me out. A lot. Also, one of my other biggest ones is not fulfilling my dream.
I thought like, you were about
fear of failure. And not so much in the sense of like, you know, to be honest, like failure is a beautiful thing because it shows you resilience and you can pick yourself back up and not give up.
Mm-hmm.
You only fail if you give up, really. But yeah, I guess my fear is not accomplishing my dream and not getting to where I want to be in life. And I think about that a lot. Mm-hmm. I think about that a lot. But I also have very much trust in the journey I'm on and in destiny and in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Very spiritual, as you can tell. I
think before we go on to the last question, let's just chuck in some more random ones. Go, favorite season.
Favorite season? Summer.
I'd probably say the same. Yeah.
But then I also love winter.
Oh, no, you could not catch me. I would say summer or spring.
Okay, summer and spring.
Favorite artist?
Like singer?
Singer.
I have, oh, my God, you put me on the spot. I mean, at the moment, it's who we both love, who is Tate McRae.
She is the mascot of our podcast.
Yeah. We love Tate McRae.
I've been a hardcore Khalid fan. Khalid. Whatever he calls himself. I grew up overseas in Dubai, so everyone used to call him Khalid there.
True.
But yeah, Khalid, I've loved him. You know, there nothing feels better.
No, I do. If we're going more classic, Amy Winehouse is one of my favorite artists. Yeah, I love a little bit of Amy. You can
tell you're a theater kid, hey?
Yeah, you can absolutely tell I'm a theater kid. Let me ask you favorite clothing item
or
Actually, better question. Dressing up or dressing down? Being comfy, like being loungewear.
Okay.
Or-
I would say dressing up is my I love dressing up.
Yeah.
But I don't do it very often. I think that's why I love it. I think if my job included dressing up on a daily basis, I would hate it. Mm. But I love every couple months, you know, dressing up and doing my own like thing, yeah, and getting all pretty. But on the daily, I guess dressing down. What about you?
Yeah. Like, actually, no, I love dressing up. Yeah. And when I say I love dressing up, it's the process. It's the getting all your girlfriends together or your mates and you're just like doing your makeup. Yeah. And it's like the music's pumping, you're drinking little champagne, your lemon sodas. Like it's so fun.
It's
and no one will ever understand the feeling of having that girlhood.
Playing the Tate McRae in the background.
Playing Miss Possessive in the background and feeling like you're hot shit is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
What about your favorite food?
Oh, cuisine.
Cuisine.
Okay, if I had to rank them, I love Italian.
Yeah.
I love Japanese, yeah, and I love Greek. That's my top three.
Yeah.
Cuisine. No particular order. It depends on what I'm feeling that day, but those are my top three.
Mine would be Italian, Japanese, and Thai.
Oh.
Like pad Thai, pad see you, like laksa, like yum. Give me some. Should we go on to our last question?
Yeah, let's go on to our last question and wrap it up.
One piece of advice you'd give to anyone listening?
Okay, so I think I have a lot of advice that's specific to different sort of things that we're going to cover in different episodes, like specific advice for friendships, specific advice for relationships, specific advice for, you know, whatever it may be. But I think as a general quote that I've just lived by is everything that you lose in life is to make space for something greater or something better. That's always been something that I try to think. Like if someone comes up to me and says that something's going wrong in their life, I'm like, yeah, but it'll be fine. Like literally what Rose was saying before, I'm like, yeah, but there's solutions. Like you're nothing good will ever come from stressing about something that you don't have control over. Or even if you do have control over it, who cares? It's not that serious.
Mm.
Like
rejection is redirection. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Like just because it doesn't come to you right now or just because you feel like you've lost something so big in your life, I promise you it's just to make space for something better, even if that means healing. In the sense of like say that big loss in your life was losing someone, for example. Well, you'll find beauty in it eventually.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I've never experienced, touch wood, any like mental health issues, because I've always from a very young age had that mindset of things will be okay. Like literally don't stress. It's not that serious. Life is not that serious. We are the tiniest specks in the universe that nothing matters.
Yeah.
We're here for a short time. Make the most of it. Work hard and everything will be fine.
This might sound super cliche or generic, but you know what? I always go back to this, is that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I wholeheartedly believe in that. Even if it's something really bad, it's either a learning thing or it wasn't meant to be, you know, like everything truly happens for a reason. And, you know, whether it's you didn't get your dream job, or whether it's you, like for me, you know, I didn't get the role that I wanted to get, or like heartbreak, like the person is not your person, or even losing a friend, or like it's, I really think, and that goes on to rejection is redirection as well.
I was going
to
say, it's our points balance each other
very,
off.
Very much so.
And I was going to say, just when you were saying that, I've noticed a big change in you since when I first met. With you actually take your own advice now. Like I've realized now when you'll tell me that like you didn't get a role or anything, you're like, oh, well, it wasn't my role.
Yeah,
and I'm very proud of you for that because at the beginning it was not like that. You were like, why did this happen to me? Like it's happened, four or five bad things have happened now. Like why?
What's meant to be will be.
Yeah.
It really will.
Everyone's
time will come. Trust the journey that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no rush. Don't rush. It's okay. You don't need to know everything right now. You don't need to be where you want to be in 50 years. Like, just be present. Don't rush.
Everything it's all right to think ahead, but not to the point where it stresses you out and then, no, We don't condone that on this podcast.
No, we don't. We don't. We're here only to be positive lost together. Vibes.
Okay. That concludes. I think we're going to wrap it up there.
We're going to wrap it up there, guys.
And eventually, I'm sure we'll be doing more of these because there's hundreds of thousands of questions we could come up
and
with.
And at some point, we'll get you guys to be asking us questions as well once we start slowly establish the pod. Anyway, we love and appreciate each and every person listening to this. It's been a journey, and
we'll see you in the next episode.